When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Robinhood is an investing platform that helps serious investors with their financial goals by giving them the tools to run their money on their terms, so you can make power moves in your power suit, even if that power suit might be fuzzy slippers or an oversized sweatshirt. But hey, that's what makes you you. Run your money with Robinhood. Learn more on Robinhood.com/podcasts. Stocks and ETFs offered by Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC. Crypto offered by Robinhood Crypto LLC. All investing involves risk.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchored Media. So in this video, we're going to be talking about how to have a business meeting with God. You guys have been listening to the podcast, paying attention to this channel, or if you have my devotional, which is coming back on sale soon, then you know I believe in having a business meeting with God. You have to seek Him as far as the details of what you're supposed to be doing in your business. God is the ultimate strategist. I mean, look around at just the miraculous things that you see, from nature to even people. Like, God has created such beauty. He's a creative. He's a strategist. I remember one time my husband came with me to like a doctor's appointment at the OB's office. So, you know, at the OB's office, they have a bunch of pictures of the female anatomy. And so he's looking around and he's like, y'all got all of this going on? And I was like, yes, that's why we don't need to be paying no bills. but I remember just even going through my pregnancy with my son, and just God is so strategic. And it's such a beautiful thing when you really even think about the details of how He designed and orchestrated our bodies. So if God can be so detailed and so miraculous and so strategic when it comes to humans and nature and all of that, surely He can be just as strategic and as creative as it relates to our business. And He's the ultimate source that we need to tap into when we're building things. So let's talk a little bit about how you can have a business meeting with God. First, create an agenda. What do you want to talk about? When you go into a business meeting with your partners or colleagues or anything like that, you have an agenda. You have an outline so that you can be organized and you can know exactly what you're covering and the outcomes that you want to get from that. So the same thing, I will eliminate the outcome, the expectations a little bit, because God don't care about like what you think He will tell you. So be flexible with what you're receiving, but you still want to have an agenda of what you're seeking God for. So I know for me more recently, what I've been seeking God for is just what my company should look like as we expand. So I'm specifically going into my business meeting, God, show me the next step of our organizational structure. This is what we have right now. This is what you, where you brought us to, but where do we need to expand upon next? And so I asked for wisdom on that, and He begins to reveal to me, okay, you need to hire this person for that so that you can be able to move forward with what you're trying to accomplish and what I'm trying to do through you. So have that agenda so that you can know the specific things that you're seeking God for and be flexible on what He'll tell you. Because He might say, hey, actually, shut the whole thing down. We've been there. I have a YouTube channel on that, right? Shut it all down. He may blow your mind in that way and it doesn't feel good, but you don't want to box Him in, because then you'll get in your head, or I'm not hearing from God, or that wasn't God because that doesn't feel good. Like, eliminate all of those pesky thoughts and be open and flexible for what He has to say. Now, after you have your agenda, you need to set the atmosphere. So my favorite way to do this is through eliminating distractions and worship. So when you go to your business meeting with God, don't take technology. Even if you have focus mode on your phone or computer or anything like that, if you know that you're prone to checking a text message or opening your phone and getting distracted, if you know a notification can pop up on your computer or whatever and you get distracted, eliminate any distractions. I personally like to go into my business meeting with God with a whiteboard and a notebook. That's it. No technology. At best, I may be playing like some dappy keys in the background, some type of instrumental, but that's it. If you're after you finish worshiping, if you're still playing music or anything, I would suggest playing some type of instrumental with no words, because you don't want any influence at all. You just want the Holy Spirit to have his way and to show you. So go into that meeting prepared with a notebook, a whiteboard, distraction free, no technology.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Again, set the atmosphere by worshiping and not worshiping God for what you want him to do next, but just worshiping him for what he's done. If you take a step out of your ambition for a second and your eagerness for the next thing and really just open your eyes to what God has done in your life, what he's done in this world, what he's done before he even formed you in your mama womb. There is so much to be thankful for. There's so much to praise him and worship him for. So really set the atmosphere by doing that. Because what that's going to do is it's going to defeat whatever pesky thoughts the enemy tries to put into your mind. It's going to allow you to get out of your own way. It's going to remind you of how powerful God is. It's just going to really set your heart posture and a place to receive. And you want to do that first before you get to asking questions. You want to do that first. Now, you don't have to be super duper like deep. You know, when you're talking to God, I know for me and my business meeting with God, I'm like, okay, God, I'm getting really frustrated with this. And I think I should do this, but I'm not sure. Like, what do you think? What is my next step with this? And then I listen and I write down what I hear. And then I ask follow-up questions. Well, God, what do you mean by that? Okay, God, I know you want me to go on tour, but where are we going? Okay, God, I know you want me to start building my team, but which department first? Okay, you want me to build in this department. So who? Do I need to go and look, or are you going to send me somebody? When you send them to me, like, these are follow-up questions. We can have a conversation with God, right? So the business meeting is not for you to feel intimidated or less than or to be in your head, but it's a time for you to sit down with your father and have a conversation with your CEO, your business strategist, and say, hey, God, what are we doing? And let him fill in the blanks and ask those follow-up questions. And then most importantly, after you get the plan, after you get the next steps, even if they don't make sense. Now listen, sometimes, most times, God is not going to give you the why or the how. He's going to give you the task. He's going to give you the instruction. He's going to give you the brick that you need to lay. And it's up to you, even when you don't see what those bricks are going to build into, even when you don't understand why you're doing something, even if you don't understand how it's going to work out, it's up to you to go and do what he told you to do. Because we're still building these businesses by faith. And faith is confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen. So in order for you to be in faith, you're going to have to be in a position where you ain't seeing it all, right? And so when it's important that once you get out of that business meeting, you go and do what God is telling you to do, even if it don't make sense, even if you feel silly, even if it just feels crazy, you still have to do it. And then guess what? You have a business meeting again, you get the next instruction, and you do the same thing. And I promise you, as you get into the habit of praying and obeying, you're gonna look up and be like, whoa, I promise you that. So we have this challenge coming up in the society. It's called the Business Meeting with God Challenge. Now, if you've been a part of the society or joined any of our challenges before, usually they're really information focused. And I'm at a place in my life where I'm tired of talking. I want us to build these habits. And so the Business Meeting with God Challenge is all about the behaviors necessary to do the things. And so my devotional is going to be the foundation of it. And so you can go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge to learn about the challenge that we have coming up. You can also go to blessedandbossedup.com to purchase the devotional so that you have it, because we're actually going to be using those for the duration of the challenge each day of the devotional. So you can go and purchase that there and join me in the society. It's a free challenge, but it's a challenge. And every day we're going to have assignments and rules to really get us used to the lifestyle necessary to make God the CEO, to have these business meetings, and to truly do his will and what he's calling us to do in these businesses. So that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another one. I'll see you in the next video.
There's always time for the drive-through deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Start your morning at McDonald's and enjoy one of our tasty bagel sandwiches for breakfast. Try the steak, egg, and cheese bagel or the sausage, egg, and cheese bagel. Order ahead on our app and pick it up curbside. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.